Review of sex education ordered after children taught about anal sex, masturbation in schools. By Peter Cattell on March 10, 2023. Britain is to launch a review of its sex education guidelines after it was found that some schools have been teaching children about anal sex and masturbation. A report this week has claimed that schools in Britain have been teaching children as young as 12 years old about masturbation, as well as oral and anal sex. Something that has now prompted the country's government to launch a legal review of the country's sex ed guidelines. Originally published by The Telegraph late last week, the report also alleged that many children were being given extensive lessons on transgenderism, with the number of pupils being told that there are 100 genders and that the very idea of virginity is just a social construct. The revelation has sparked outrage amongst a number of politicians in the perennially ineffectual ruling Conservative Party, with the publication reporting that Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has finally announced a review of government guidelines for sexual education. In a statement, the Prime Minister stated that he was written to the Department of Education asking them to ensure that schools are not teaching inappropriate or contested content in RSHE, relationships, sex, and health education. Our priority should always be the safety and well-being of children, and schools should also make curriculum content and materials available to parents, he said, adding that the consultation process for the review will start as soon as possible. Sunak's announcement that sex in England will be reviewed has been met with praise from multiple MPs, many of whom expressed shock after seeing The Telegraph's original report last Saturday detailing the scandal. According to the write-up, a number of primary, elementary, school children in the country were being given lessons on masturbation by teachers, with pro-transgenderism messaging prolific in the curriculum of some schools. "My 13-year-old was taught that there are 100 genders," one concerned parent reportedly said. "At that age, my children have been taught accepted terminology such as cisgender, non-binary, and gender fluid, with no suggestion that many people would find these terms and this ideology contrary to their beliefs, religious or otherwise." Schools in the country have also reportedly been using resources created by NGOs and businesses to teach sex ed, allegedly due to a lack of material made available by the government. Many of these organizations are said to have pushed hardline progressive ideologies in their class material, with LGBTQ+ activist groups such as Stonewall said to have been working with schools to map out an LGBT-inclusive approach to sex ed. Schools are stuck between activists and the guidance, Department of Education advisor Mark Lehane explained, saying that while there were penalties for schools that did not give schools the minimum level of sexual education, there were absolutely no penalties for going overboard, meaning there is no inbuilt ceiling to what children can be taught. Not all governments in Europe seem to have a problem with transgenderism being taught to children. However, with Ireland's progressive government now pushing for trans ideology to become a mainstay in the island's schools, despite massive resistance from both parents and some school organizations in the country. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.